All right, we are here. We are Galaxy Sound. We welcome you. We have a message for you during this time of crisis on the planet with the coronavirus and the economy. A message that is both personal and collective. As we speak this, the spring equinox 2020 has just passed. Normally, the future work we do at the equinoxes and solstices impact mainly the following 3 months. But this time, what we choose and create now can have impact for years, for our whole future, and even for the future of the planet. So while you are by necessity distancing yourself from others and the world, stay grateful for what you do have. Nurture yourself and determine your priorities. Health is important. Meeting your needs financially is important. But you see, once you've covered the survival bases, then you can allow yourself to gain a greater perspective on all of this and to utilize this opportunity in a spiritual, empowering way. Remember, you are a spiritual being having a physical plane experience, and remember that the physical plane is temporary at all times, an illusion of solidity, an illusion of realness. Even so, it's scary, and all your fears about money and health and safety, security, they're up for you to look at. You've done a lot of personal work on this already. You've done healing on your relationships to money, learning to support yourself emotionally and your loved ones as well, and discovering how to give and receive with others and give and receive with the world as well. So don't give your power away. We're seeing many people whose solar plexus chakras have blown out in fear. Now, you know, the solar plexus chakra is where you hold your power, so this blowout can result in you feeling powerless, but you are not powerless, and you need to get out of the temptation to try and look for something to blame or to take control, rather than take your power back and own your mission here on Earth. Indeed, this whole situation is part of your path, part of your spiritual destiny, part of your mission. Now, we spoke about the creation and emergence of the new world over the period of August 2017 through into March 2019. And we suggested you're evolving into the creators and craftspeople of a new future and a new world. And during that time, you changed. The impact of that, the fruits of that monumental change are impacting you in the world right now. You see, worlds are separating and realities are diverging, and the world has entered a vast unknown. Thanks to you and your spiritual work. Some people will follow the nightmare future track, the one of war, ongoing conflict, pain, and human suppression. The suppression of human spirit. Others will attempt to keep everything as it's been in the mediocrity track, a bland, corporate-based, utilitarian existence. But you have chosen to walk upon the dream future track, a path through the new world of love, freedom, empowerment, and safety, one of acceptance for all beings, the path of oneness. You are seeing the nightmare future in upheaval right now, but please remain committed to your dream future. Keep up the hope. Keep up the vision. Don't get distracted and start worrying about the future for yourself and your world. Worry only makes it worse, as you know. We hope you know. And worry reduces your immune system, making you vulnerable to all kinds of problems, such as financial scarcity and, of course, viruses. So don't let yourself get thrown off by the chaos. The collective is going through so much. Even if you're feeling relatively secure and okay, you're going to be tested by the hugeness of this change going on in the world. Most everyone looks to the collective for orientation, for safety in numbers, for support and community. But this time you may have to initiate that support for yourself, from your guides and your spiritual team. This task, dear ones, is not beyond you. although it may seem like it. You see, your personal growth and development now includes the whole collective, not just you or you and your family. That's why it seems so big. And if you haven't already noticed, let us remind you, you have already made a difference, and you will continue to make a difference. You see, your personal transformations, the processes of healing and growing that you've taken on over the past few years, are already impacting the evolutionary path of the world at large, not just you. You have chosen a new path so the old way can fall away. You must embrace hope. Remember, this is a destiny you have already chosen. You did not go through lifetimes and sufferings to get here now and end up starving on the street with millions of others or dying in misery from the coronavirus or some other traumatic disease. That's an old world doomsday scenario, and that can happen only if you're on the dark nightmare track. We doubt your soul wants that for you as a spiritual person. After all, you're listening to us right now, and those who do listen to us generally are not on the dark nightmare track. You came to dream the new world with others like you, with us, with your spiritual team and helpers. You are the dream team, the society of dreamers, as we call you. That said, here's what we see happening and what we suggest you can do about it. There is much change and chaos going on personally and collectively. This year, the story is about control, order, and chaos. The group of planets coming together in Capricorn at the beginning of the year have reflected to us that this year, the patriarchy and their old social order are on top. It's a crystallization of patriarchal power that is happening this year. Capricorn is a normal sign associated with the 10th house of career, public image, and social standing. The oligarchs, the billionaires, the political strongman leaders have it good right now. But this power is fragile, and it depends on keeping people under control through enforcements or through the threat of social media and public ridicule. The coronavirus threatens that control. A pandemic can move across all borders, affect all nationalities, and undermine any economy. The old guard is used to fighting threats with military weaponry or throwing money at it, but it doesn't quite work that way this time. Violence won't work. Blaming won't work. Suppressing people won't work. Avoiding won't work. Running away from it will not work. So the weaknesses in the system are being revealed as the old patriarchal, dark masculine corporate system is stumped about how to respond to this, since there's no financial profit in taking care of the people. Thus, it's been up to the people to take matters into their own hands. And in truth, that's what has happened. And that has pushed the leaders to take action. You see, it's up to you. This may be a very good thing. Right now, you have a fantastic opportunity, especially during this chaos, for you to make new choices and move forward for yourself spiritually, and also to bring the global consciousness along with you. We suggest that you take your place as consciousness leaders of the collective and step forward into the unknown with love and hope and vision. You see, the world needs you. You came to manifest this new world for yourself. And to share it with the world. The time, the opportunity, is now. So let us talk about the collective altogether, including you. All the frequencies that make up you, all the creatures big and small, everything alive, creates an energy, a force. It becomes a synergistic blending of all frequencies, of all beings, and together these frequencies seek to work together in coherence and order, harmony and wholeness. Together they become a field of resonance, and the flow through time, space, is through waves. This field of resonance, as it moves forward through time, creates a standing wave. A standing wave has a sense of integrity and wholeness. It's a matrix that creates full and complete realities. You can see this field of resonance as your collective, your consensus reality, the mainstream culture, whatever you wish to call it. We've also referred to it as the egregor. You have a standing wave of your own individually, and you have the collective standing wave. When you have healed yourself of a past trauma, you pull that trauma out of your field. The field collapses into chaos. Then your field seeks coherence without that missing piece, and to find another standing wave, another field of resonance. You transform your life by deliberately removing things you don't like, such as negative and limiting beliefs, and in the resultant chaos, you can replace them, put back into your field positive, expansive beliefs. Then when the new standing wave forms, it holds the positive frequencies, and you have changed. In your collective, the coronavirus has pulled out the illusions of safety and security and order from the standing wave already. And their standing wave already was struggling to stabilize and seeking to stabilize and become coherent through political flux and chaos. The wave crashed, markets fell, people panicked, and governments everywhere scrambled to deal with the threat. Yes, this collapses into chaos. It's destructive at times, what we call the dark chaos, because old limited beliefs, ideas, and choices fall away in pieces. They scatter in the winds of change, you know, under your intention. You as an individual are being pushed to let go of those dark pieces within you that still keep your spiritual immune system from being powerful. So be quiet and look within. See where you have submitted out of necessity to the patriarchal top-down system with resentment, anxiety, frustration, fear, pain, and powerlessness. See where you've rationalized this with older cultural ideas and philosophies about who you are, what your capacities are, about your political parties and the state of the world. Or notice how your ego may want to think that you're right and others wrong. Notice how you may have retreated in concern and insecurity into an old lesser self, a smaller box from your past. Fear can cause you to fall back into your inner child or adolescent mode. And what is that self, that lesser self, capable of doing right now? Not much. The child fears, the adolescent rebels. And what group within the culture do you identify with? How would you describe your political position? Lift yourself temporarily out of the muck and mire of the world situation and even your own personal situation. Look with love and compassion at yourself, your loved ones, and the world. In silence, in sacred space within you, peer deeply into the mysterious chaos now raging. You see, when chaos appears, instead of a wave, there are particles, pieces of everything, every choice and decision, every emotion, every point of view, every bodily ache or pain, every relationship, every concern, and every passion floating around you. This opportunity is to clear the dark chaos, the dark pieces. Let them go. Let go of the pain, the trauma still hiding within your psyche, and let those old choices you made that never served you well, let them go. Let go of the limited self-image. Let go of old patterns and habits. Don't be scared. Let them go. This is the opportunity. Feel kindness for all beings who suffer, even those who are against you. Forgive them. This really lets them go. Let go of all the painful pieces of your life. Forgive yourself. Release them. Because they become a history of you that you can perhaps still remember, but that you no longer need to identify with. Forgive the old self you were who resisted change or fretted over small things while avoiding facing the big things. As you do this, this opens up a gap between the past and the future, a space in the now that you can work with. This now offers you the light chaos. That's because the pieces of the future that you want are also floating around you, and it's up to you, your opportunity. Choose them. It's your choice. Don't you want to have positive sparks of life, sparks of love, sparks of magic? in your life every day? Don't you want that? This is the very best and greatest opportunity to imagine and dream the future. So, into this gap in the collective, put in your parameters. Put in the pieces you choose and prefer. Put in more love, more compassion, freedom, beauty, responsibility, personal empowerment, and trust in the divine plan. In the light chaos, you select the pieces you want and put them into a full picture of you living your best life ever. Imagine. Imagine the self you're becoming, the life you're wanting to live. Imagine this emotionally and spiritually. Imagine the love you wish to give and receive with others. You see, this imagination is not about achievement, monetary success, or noble duty and obligation. This is about the love and beauty that is emerging now, that you wish to enhance, that you wish to expand and bring more fully into your life. So connect with your optimal light future self and feel that higher resonance, that brilliant light of happiness, joy, love, freedom, and empowerment. Claim it. Assess your life and determine how you can practically integrate these brighter pieces into your personal everyday life and what it will look like and feel like when you have expanded and luminous ideas, beliefs, and choices. What if all of this was natural and normal to you? Imagine, dream, make a commitment to do this for you. You are worth it. And it's a great part of what you came to do. Then look at the pieces of the collective that you wish to place back into the space in between the old and the new. Look at your world and sense the pieces there too. In this chaos, great pain exists, great fear arises. But also, notice, beauty and love are appearing. You're seeing people rising up to take charge, to help others. The love and compassion of people everywhere taking care of their communities, stepping up to demand positive help and change from those at the top who may be out of touch with those below. See these beautiful people waking up, stepping into their power and light. Send them your love and compassion. Imagine. Flow the divine light into you, through your heart chakra and out to them. Send this divine light to your leaders as well, so that they can step outside their egos and prioritize love too. Feel the vibration, the resonance. Add the image of nature taking a break with clean, clear air and people desiring clean energy so that nature can rewild herself beautifully. Sense the healing all over the planet and hold the sweet resonance of that future. Add your own pieces. What else do you want in this future on the planet? What is peace going to look like? What is cooperation? What is working together? What would it be like if there's no more territorial egos? What if there's a love and support for all people? Compassion, recognition, care. An interdependence that doesn't mean that you are less, but that all are more. If you can imagine and sense this, you will feel different. You'll feel new and filled with hope. Even as you choose these new pieces, however, know that as you add them into your vision, this will trigger more chaos. But this is the light chaos, a place of much greater power and vision than that of the dark chaos. You're choosing the new pieces and bringing them into your life. You're bringing a new dream future vision into the collective. You're dreaming your own dream future. The brighter you make it, the more luminous it can be, and the greater the impact it can have on your world. Don't be fooled. Don't think you don't have impact. Don't think that what you are feeling and experiencing and what you're choosing and desiring is not important, is not worthy, and that it doesn't matter. It does. And you need to keep this luminosity up from day to day. Sustain the resonance. Continue to look for good news, how people are loving and supporting each other, and how the air is cleaner and clearer. See how the people will enjoy and celebrate that. and in the future insist on more of that beauty, peace, and nature. Bring the hope, bring your dream future sparkles with you. Through your day, bring it with you. This will solidify your capacity to expect. To expect beyond just hope, but to allow that expectation to become more and more solid so that you can manifest what you desire and dream into reality. So don't despair because of the chaos going on right now. You're here to do something about this for yourself and your world. Give your hope and dreams to the world out there. Share your luminous vision of possibility into that matrix so that a future standing wave will hold your truths to be self-evident. Trust that this will be so. These submissions to the world given by you will be felt and shared in a world that is specifically and precisely created for you. You are it. This world is your work reflecting you, created by you and your team. When you claim this world, when you claim this new resonance, when you claim the new world dream and vision, it can be picked up around your world. And after a while, a new synergy can happen, a new standing wave of resonance, and really you will have participated in it. So what about the probable future that is showing up right now? Well, what we see is that things will get worse before they get better. So continue to trust the divine, your higher self, trust your divine plan. But if you cannot trust right now, if you cannot sleep at night because your stocks are crashing, then maybe you need to cash out what you can. Please, don't pretend to be powerful if you aren't. That's ego. And don't shame yourself for not being strong if you're totally scared. Have compassion on yourself. Do what you need to do so that you don't get glued to the political and virus chaos and lose your power. See if you can maintain trust, rely on your spiritual team. See if you can stay out of ego and get into the higher frequency of your optimal future self. If you can, then you can probably ride out this whole virus and economic craziness okay. Even if you've lost a lot of money, by holding up your resonance, you can come back, recover, and build a new and better future for you. You'll stay on the dream future track, dear ones, and the nightmare will eventually fade away. Remember, if you stay focused on the fears, the nightmares will hang around you. So don't give much energy to resisting it or judging it. Give energy to building yourself, your power, your life. What's happening with the virus and the economy is not a problem you can solve alone or dream away, but you can dream the dream future. So stay out of problem-solving mode and get into creating the future mode. Now, you won't see the track, the actual evolution of actions and circumstances and events that can lead from here and now to that dream future. But know that if you dream the future creates the present, and so that future will pull you onto that track and keep you there on that future dream track, and it'll keep your world there as well. So who you are becoming and what you're dreaming in love and beauty will have way more power on the world than you may even want to acknowledge. You could be crafting a new future for all beings. What goes down can and will come back up. By the end of the year, even by November, we see that things will realign themselves and a new normal will come into place. Now, this is the probable future as we see it right now. But remember, you are powerful. What you dream now can determine whether that new normal is a good thing, just more of the same old, or even darker. That choice is yours. It's yours. It's you choosing you. Choosing your future self. Now, we recommend that if you are not experienced at doing that and you need support in doing that, we did create a seminar on your expanding your self-image. We also did one on your working with your future self. Both of these will help you lift and sustain the resonance. So you don't freak out or feel burdened by this choice. Don't feel pressured and demanded from some, you know, patriarchal god. You know, you're not being forced to do this. You chose to come because this is the most grand opportunity, and you wanted to experience this, and you wanted to participate in it. See, you are a remedy. You're a healing remedy for the planet. And even though you're only one amongst 7 billion, think about homeopathic remedies. The more you dilute it, the more it becomes essence, the more powerful it works. So let yourself see yourself as that essence, that homeopathic remedy, that essence that is healing your planet. And see that you are directing the world by your dreaming, by your imagination, to move into the direction you wish, to move on the path of the dream future. Now, there will be quite a few people who will not choose the dream future at this time. Love them and let them be themselves. You hold the resonance of the dream future. Don't get distracted. You're doing the great work now. You're doing a spiritual work. You're doing your mission. We wish you all the best. Thank you, dear ones. And thank you for your work. Thank you for your willingness. We surround you with our light and our love. Call on us. We'll be with you. Farewell.